This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
It's summertime, glorious summertime. And let's say for the moment that you have the afternoon off and you're looking for a good place to lay in the sun, read a book, and watch the world go by.
In Boston, there are the obvious options, the Esplanade, the Common, but you'll probably have to fight for space.
Instead, you could take the Green Line up to North Station, walk around the garden, head towards the river, cross Nashua Street, and find yourself in the most beautifully landscaped park on the Charles that you never even knew was there. It has trees, lawns, a huge sculpture, elegant stone steps right down to the water, and terrific views of the Zakim Bridge.
And with the magic of post-production, here we are. The park was built as part of the Big Dig, and it's kind of hidden, wedged between the Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital on one side and the Nashua Street Jail on the other.
My name is Daniel Giacomozzi, and I come here to meet my girlfriend and take her out and do things. It's very cooling with the breezes and the water and the trees.
My name's Ariana, and I'm from East Boston. My fiancé is actually incarcerated at the Nashua Street Jail right here across the street, so 3 days a week, me and my daughter will come and we'll stroll along the park. I love the view of Boston. The water, definitely the ducks during the summer.
Well, the Nashua Street Park, just one of the off-the-beaten-path places to spend a summer day around Boston. We know there are dozens of other good ideas out there, places to go and things to do outside in the sunshine. And we want to hear about your hidden summer gems. So give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Or you can drop us a line at radioboston.org. And as always, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Radio Boston.
So we're looking for ideas in and around Boston, maybe outside of Boston as well. And you've been sending us some terrific ideas all week, and Meghna and I are going to read through some of them in a minute. But first, joining us is the man who told us about that park on Nashua Street, John Marcus, co-founder and editor of MySecretBoston.com. He's also author of Unknown New England, Landmarks, Museums, and Historic Places You Never Knew Existed. He's also the former editor of Boston Magazine, and we should mention he was the managing editor here at WBUR for a while, and great to have you back, John. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
So let's start this way. Broadly speaking, what makes a great summertime secret?
Well, you mentioned, Anthony, the obvious places. And, I had friends in town during the 4th of July weekend and realized how most of us who live here leave. And the city was overrun with tourists, all probably finding a lot of hidden gems we don't bother to go and see. You know, we take for granted the place that we live, and it's a beautiful place with a lot of nooks and crannies, as small as it is. So even in some of those most obvious destinations, you can find a secret or a hidden gem. In the most visited tourist destination in New England is Faneuil Hall, and in the attic is a military museum of the Ancient and Honorable Artillery Company, which most people don't know exists.
In the attic of Faneuil Hall?
There's a museum in the attic of Faneuil Hall.
I've probably been down there 1,000 times, never knew there was a museum there.
Most people have, and yeah. it's a terrific military museum of the Ancient and Honorable Artillery Company, the oldest military company in the Western Hemisphere. And they have had the distinction of showing up at a lot of battles after the fighting was over and collecting the souvenirs from battles both foreign and domestic. There's the hoof of a horse named Charger, who was apparently a hero of the charge of the Light Brigade, an extraordinary array of guns. And the second best secret in Faneuil Hall is there's an elevator, which if you're standing with Quincy Market at your back is in the left-hand corner of the building. So you can take the elevator up, see this museum. It's free. You're away from the crowds. Nothing but the creaking of the floorboards, and you'll probably be there by yourself.
Well, John, when we're thinking about summer, we think about nice ways to get out on the water. I know you've got a bunch of suggestions because we talked about them before the show. Tell us about the best secret in Boston Harbor, one of the ones that you mentioned.
Well, we do live on the water, and sometimes we take that for granted. My favorite secret on Boston Harbor is the F4 MBTA water shuttle. Mm-hmm. It goes between the aquarium and the Charlestown Navy Yard. It's $1.70 for adults and free for kids 11 and under. So for a family of four, for less than $10, you can go out and have essentially a tour of the harbor. When you get to the Charlestown Navy Yard, you can go to the USS Constitution if you want to stand in line for free, or you can go over to the hidden gem there, the USS Cass and Young, a World War II destroyer that most people don't know is there. Only about half the number of people visit there as visit the Constitution. When you're back over at the aquarium, which is a pricey place to go, you can see the Harbor Seal show for free. So essentially all you're paying for is lunch.
Hmm. Yeah. Now, consistent with this idea that even some of us who have been lifelong Boston residents, they're these sort of gems all around us that we don't even take advantage of. I have to admit, I've never been out on one of those harbor islands, which seems like it would be a terrific thing to do. Not exactly a secret, but I'm sure there are plenty of people in my place who haven't taken advantage of those islands.
Not exactly a secret, but that doesn't mean that most of us have been there. A terrific place to go, and really almost surreal that you get on a ferry, which is the only charge, get on the ferry and you go to George's Island or some of the other islands in the harbor, and you turn around and you're essentially in the wilderness. There are beaches, you can camp out there, and turn around and see the city skyline. It's an extraordinary view. There's a beautiful fort, Fort Warren, on George's Island with extraordinary history, including a history of ghosts and lore and mythology. But the vice president of the Confederacy was imprisoned there during the Civil War. So a lot of extraordinary history, ruins, a lot of fun for kids, beaches, and again, you can camp out there just a short ferry ride from downtown Boston.
Listeners, we're talking to John Marcus. He's co-founder and editor of MySecretBoston.com, and we're asking you for what your hidden summer gems are, those places to go that might maybe off the beaten track, places, things to do outside in the sunshine. We're calling this Secret Summer Gems. You know, maybe we're talking about those hidden parks, boat rides, sports games, music in and around Boston. Maybe it's a hike somewhere just outside the city. Whatever it is, give us a call and tell us how you get off the beaten track for summer diversion. So, John, I'm going to change the tone just a little bit. This is something that I discovered recently, and I'm just going to play a bit of tape, and then we'll talk about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the starting lineups for your Brockton Rocks. The manager of your Brockton Rocks, number 6, Bill Buckner.
Okay, so earlier this week we reported on Bill Buckner, who was managing and of course Bill Buckner of Red Sox fame. He's now the manager of a little minor league team, semi-pro team down in Brockton. And I got to say, John, when I went down there, it was a terrific evening. The stadium was almost empty, beautiful weather, decent quality of baseball, nice draft beer, grilled burgers. Tickets were nothing. You didn't have to bankrupt the family to go to a ball game. So I vote for minor league baseball. Other ideas along those lines?
One thing that we consider to be an element of a good secret is something that can save you money. This is an expensive town, and it's expensive to go to a Red Sox game, for instance. So yeah, you can go to a minor league baseball game. Here's one for you. You can go and see two minor league baseball games, a doubleheader in Fenway Park on August 20th, in Fenway Park for $5.
Wow.
You can see the Cape Cod Baseball League All-Star Game in Fenway on July 29th for $10. Mm-hmm. General admission, $10 all seats. Cape Cod Baseball League is a great, if you're down on the Cape, a great way to spend some time. They pass the hat. You bring your lawn chair. You sit in the outfield. It's a terrific way to spend an evening that's relatively inexpensive. But there are also other games in town. There's a women's tackle football team called the Boston Militia. There's the Boston
Wait
Cannons.
Wait a minute, women's tackle football, Boston Militia. Did not know about this.
Women's tackle football, they play in Somerville. They're in the playoffs now. Their next home game is this Saturday at 6. Hmm. There's the Boston Cannon, which play the lacrosse team, which plays at Harvard Stadium. They play Saturday at 8. So the Red Sox aren't the only game in town, and there are a lot of options that are significantly less expensive.
Hmm. Listeners, what are your hidden summer gems, places to go, things to do outside in the sunshine? Give us a call at 800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. Meghna, we've been collecting all kinds of stuff all week on our website. Listeners have offered some great suggestions. You want to go through one or two of these suggestions that we've been getting from listeners?
Sure. We've got a whole variety of them, but I'm going to take us just a little bit outside of Greater Boston and up to Lowell, because Philip Ten, well, that's what he calls himself, he sent us a suggestion that the Lowell Folk Festival, he says there are crowds, but they are spread out. Great take for the money, considering that it's free, good music, diversity of food, and lots to do with the family. So the Lowell Folk Festival, it happens to be the largest free folk festival in the country. It starts on Friday, July 29th at Boarding House Park. And the great thing about it is that it's a very international take on folk music, so it's not just your classic Americana stuff, which I quite like. In fact, this year they're having performers ranging ranging from the Angkor Dance Troupe, which is Cambodian, of course, and Debo Band, there's Boston's Ethiopian Groove Collective, and this is a little bit of Debo Band here.
Debo Band and a pitch there for the Lowell Folk Festival. Great suggestion. Listeners, give us a call at 800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. Let us know about your summer secrets. John Marcus, I got to come back to your terrific list, and I'm just going to say two words and have you talk about it. Model train?
There's a there are a lot of people that are into model train setups, and there's one that that is a terrific hidden secret. It's in some public woods in Needham, where a retired engineer who lives nearby built a train set in the middle of the woods, and it's so secret that you need the GPS coordinates to find it. It's in a public wooded area, so you can you have the right to go and check it out. Some days you'll see the engineer there hanging out. He'll tell you all about it.
Great. Well, let's take a call. Linda is calling from Gloucester. Hi, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. What's on your mind? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, one of my favorite places to go is Thursday nights. They have a concert at the Cranes Castle in Ipswich, and it's outdoors, and the bands are fantastic. They change every week, and there's a dance floor, and families come, and it's bring your own, and it's a picnic on the Great Lawn. And it's from 7 to 9 p.m. It's fantastic.
That sounds great. Ipswich is beautiful. And what kind of money do they ask to get in there?
If you're a member of the Trustees of the Reservation, which I am, it's $20 for a carload.
Sure. Well, that sounds like a great deal. Linda, thanks so much for that. And listeners, we're going to be compiling a lot of this stuff and putting it on our website as we go along. So keep the ideas coming. They're going to be appreciated by a lot of our listeners. Meghna, what else do we have?
Oh, well, I'm actually going to sneak in one of my own
hidden
summer gems, because unlike the West, where maybe things are hidden because of the vastness and they're just so far away no one can get to them, one of the things that I love the most about New England is that things are hidden because there's just layer upon layer of history here.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's like right underfoot. You don't have to go very far. And recently I rediscovered the Freedom Trail of all things. Not that that's hidden, but the Civil War history that's on the Freedom Trail. There's a new book out about it. And the very same buildings that you pass by thinking, these are important things from the 1770s and 80s, turns out they're extraordinarily important from Civil War period history. And it's the same building. So talk about hidden Boston, like right then and there. So the very true meaning of freedom in the Civil War context on this Freedom Trail in Boston. So that's one of my hidden summer gems here.
Great idea. Here is something we got on our website from someone called Cambridge Girl. I just went to Mount Auburn Cemetery in Cambridge for the first time the other day. It's a great place to visit. So much to see. The tower overlooking the Boston skyline is really pretty. A perfect afternoon trip to take some time. In fact, Mount Auburn Cemetery, it's a national historic landmark founded in 1831. It was the first large-scale design landscape open to the public in the United States. I don't know if you've been over there, John Marcus, but a lot of folks who appreciate trees, birds. It's a beautiful place to take a walk.
It really is. And there's another cemetery on the Boston side of the river, the Forest Hill Cemetery, considerably less well-known and quiet. Very few people visit, as the Mount Auburn Cemetery, being internationally known, tends to be a little crowded. Forest Hills is another nice place to visit. And on the subject of Civil War stuff, the pen with which Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation is here in Boston. Most people don't know that. It's at the Mass Historical Society near Fenway Park.
Fantastic. Oh, wow. Let's take another call from Al, who's calling from Winthrop. Hi, Al.
Yeah, how you doing?
Very well.
Thanks for taking the call.
Happy to do it.
Deer Island, mouth of Boston Harbor, absolutely spectacular views. Walkway of about 2 miles around the island, which is approachable only through the town of Winthrop, even though the island itself belongs to the city of Boston.
I see. So how do you get out there, Al?
Well, you got to go out through the tunnel into East Boston, as if you're going to Logan Airport. Then you have to find your way out to the town of Winthrop using your GPS or a map.
Thank God for GPS.
Drive out through the town of Winthrop down as far as you can go. And then you're out there at Deer Island, you park your car, and you go out for a walk. It's about 2 miles. Big drawback is that it's a sewage treatment plant. I'm not joking about that. That's where the metropolitan Boston area's huge sewage treatment plant is located. The agency that built the sewage treatment plant installed this pedestrian walkway and bike path all around the island so that, you know, folks could get some enjoyment out of what is an industrial area. And something else that's out there that's even now being improved is the, what do they call it, windmills, the wind power facilities that are being two windmills were already up and a third is under construction. So you get the views of the city and the airport and the Harbor Island State Park from one side, and on the other side you've got views of the approaches to Boston Harbor from the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, Al, thanks so much. It sounds spectacular. There's a vote for Deer Island accessing that from Winthrop. John Marcus.
Well, in fact, here's something that's apparently even a secret to Al. There are free tours of the Deer Island sewage treatment plant with you can take a boat there from the Charlestown Navy Yard for free. And you can not only tour the sewage treatment plant, but you can go up on the top of what are called the digesters, which is the things that look like the big giant eggs that you see when you land at Logan Airport.
Oh, right.
If you want to see a view of Boston, yeah, you got to kind of hold your nose a little bit. It's an extraordinary view. There's also an original pump house with a museum in it.
I want to read very quickly. This showed up on our website early in the week, and it made us all laugh. And I'm glad that all the listeners didn't follow the lead of Jennifer Vaughn Almeida, because she wrote, "Are you kidding me? Mine are hidden gems because so few people know about them. I know it's selfish, but I found them through years of looking, and that's how others are going to need to find my quiet, pristine, and relatively unspoiled New England hidden gems." So we're not going to get any help from Jennifer there. But let's go to Phil, who's calling from Pepperell. Hey, Phil.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well.
Thanks for my call.
Sure, happy to take it.
I just wanted to let everybody know about our great Lowell Spinners, a single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, all right. Another vote for minor league baseball, good seats,
minor
and cheap eats.
Minor league is the best.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you.
Cheap prices, good food, lots of entertainment, lots of wacky entertainment, so great for the kids.
All right, Phil. We appreciate that. Thank you so much. One more call. Let's go to Kyle, who's calling from Framingham. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well. What's up? What do you have for us?
Well, actually, I heard about Deer Island, but I was also going to mention Castle Island, which is also a lot of fun to go to because it's right near the airport also, and so you can see the takeoffs and landings of the planes. They get really close, and for me, I think it's pretty interesting to watch. Plus, it's the beach, so it's a fun place to go to.
Great. Thanks, Kyle. So a beach, Castle Island. Now, John Marcus, is that accessible? How?
Well, Castle Island isn't actually an island.
So it's not an island.
No, you can actually walk there. And on Castle Island is Fort Independence. And what a lot of people don't know is that Edgar Allan Poe, who most people think was born in Baltimore, was born in Boston.
That's right.
And was later assigned as a private in the Army to Fort Independence, where apparently an officer who lost a poker game on Christmas Eve one year was walled up as his punishment inside the wall. The origin or basis for that was Telltale Heart, correct? The Poe story.
That was under the floorboards, right?
Which was under the floorboards, yeah. And that's what inspired Edgar Allan Poe.
Magna, what else do we have from listeners?
Sure.
This wealth of suggestions here.
We've got sort of a lot of forts and castles, apparently. And by the way, if I remember correctly, Poe didn't exactly like Boston,
because
the Boston literary set didn't appreciate him.
He didn't
right?
like the elitist publishing establishment. Yeah.
But we'll reclaim him anyway. So Alana writes to us about something going on up in Gloucester, and she said, ever been to the Hammond's Castle in Gloucester? I actually have not, even though I've been up to Gloucester many times, but to elaborate a little. John Hayes Hammond Jr. apparently was an inventor known as the father of the remote control. I hear thousands and millions of people thanking his existence right now. And in the 1920s, he built a huge castle on the ocean south of Gloucester to serve as his home, his laboratory, and houses a collection of Roman, medieval, and Renaissance artifacts. So it's $10 for adults, $8 for seniors, and $6 for kids.
Well, that sounds great. Here's Cheryl, who writes on our website, this weekend is the Revere Beach Sandcastle Festival. Amazing, beachy, sunny. So the Sandcastle Festival on Revere Beach this summer. Do we know anything about that, John Marcus?
All I know is that once when I was the editor of Boston Magazine, we named Revere Beach the best beach, and we got a lot of pushback on that. But in fact, there's a misperception that it's that Revere Beach is something other than what it is, which is a beautiful sand beach that's a lot of fun.
With airplanes flying low overhead, perhaps.
Depending which direction the wind
sure.
is going.
Yeah. Let's take one more call from Nigel, who's calling from Needham. Hi, Nigel.
Hi. Also, the train is in Needham. It is very well hidden, and it is very exciting to go see.
That's the model train that John Marcus was talking about earlier, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, great. What else do you have for us, Nigel?
Bog Pond, which is an ever-popular, it's right by Park Street Station. You can get there very easily, take your little kids out, and it's such a blast to go out there.
What do you like about it?
Just all the people.
Mm-hmm.
You can meet so many people there so easily and just have a blast and have fun.
All right, Nigel, we appreciate it. Frog Pond, of course, a popular place in winter. People can go there and ice skate, but a nice sort of place to congregate in the summer as well. Let's go to Sam, who's calling from Everett. Hi, Sam.
Hey, what's happening?
What's happening with you? Love to hear your suggestion.
Well, here it is. You know, I grew up in this city, and a friend of mine that I went to school with, who's out in L.A., is a visual artist. He came to visit me, and he told me, "Let's go to the Boston Public Library, go to the rare book room, and look some original Rembrandts. If you go to the BPL and you make an appointment for the rare book room, they have an unbelievable bevy of original art from countless famous artists." And it's open to the public. You just got to call ahead and make an appointment. You can look at it as long as you want till closing time.
Sam, that's a fantastic suggestion. It's another one I knew nothing about. John, did you know anything about that?
Well, yeah, absolutely. The Boston Public Library is a treasure trove of art. Most of it, although some is in the rare book room, most of it is free and available to see just wandering around the old McKim building. There's even, interestingly, a memorial to the anarchist Sacco and Vanzetti by Gutzon Borglum, the man who sculpted Mount Rushmore. And the city has been conflicted about how where and how to display this memorial. So it comes and goes. It's in a vestibule in the Boston Public Library.
Can I just throw one more little thing
Absolutely.
About the BPL? So the interior courtyard of the Boston Public Library, and there's a fabulous cafe, and the sunlight pours down into
it. It's a great secret.
It feels like you're in sort of inside a Greek temple when you walk in there.
It feels like you're out of the city. And a lot of the secrets that we have on My Secret Boston are those kinds of little oases. And Nigel mentioned the Frog Pond and liked the fact that there were so many people around. Well, there are a lot of people around that section of the city, the Boston Common and Beacon Hill. But there's a little garden off of South Russell Street on Beacon Hill called the Peter Faneuil Garden, maintained by the Beacon Hill Garden Club, that's behind a building. Nobody knows it's there. There are those kinds of little oases. There's one in Kendall Square on the sixth floor of a parking garage at 4 Cambridge Center.
I love this. This is a secret park on top of a parking garage. It's terrific.
With living trees and vegetation, picnic tables, benches, six flights up free.
It's worth mentioning, we're really running out of time, but I wanted to put in a plug for all of the terrific conservation land that exists all around the city, not far from Boston. For example, I'm thinking of one place where I like to go for walks. If my recollection is correct, it's a dog-friendly park. I may be wrong about that, but it's a great nature park, Habitat in Belmont. It's run by the National Audubon Society. Beautiful nature trails, ponds, lovely getaway only minutes from the city. There are plenty of examples like that around as
there
well.
There are. The former aqueducts, the system of aqueducts in the western suburbs, largely centered around Newton, provide hiking trails where the aqueducts once ran. You feel like you're out of the city altogether in the woods.
Well, John Marcus, thanks so much for coming in and getting us started on this. There's clearly a lot more to talk about, but I think we made a good start, and we're grateful to you for your help.
Thank you.
That's John Marcus, co-founder and editor of MySecretBoston.com. He's also author of Unknown New England Landmarks, Museums and Historic Sites You Never Knew Existed. We'll be back after a short break. Coming up, another summer idea, a road trip. One Brookline family takes it a step further and spends 7 months on the road looking for the answers to deeper questions like this.
Is our family a democracy or a benevolent dictatorship?
Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.